So I have visual aids and I have notes. So we're going to be here a while, get comfortable. Just kidding. Wonderful group of young ladies. And I was asked to come up this morning and kind of do a time with young disciples, but also get them ready to send them off. And I think we're missing three. So pretend there's three more. And think of them while we go through this time together. So we're going to play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? That's how we're going to know y'all are ready to take this trip. You're a very savvy group, and I have faith. First one might be hard, though, so if they need help, raise your hand. Homophone. What is a homophone? Do, 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 do. All right, let's help them out, guys. Anybody want to tell them? Go ahead, Miss Elizabeth. Two words that sound the same, but they are spelled differently. They mean different things. All right, Scotland County Schools, we got to work on this. All right, second question. Didn't mean to stump y'all. What is photosynthesis? There you go. Yes, yes, yes. Science teachers in the county, thank you. So the sun is a big part of that, right? So we've got homophones, two words that are a little bit similar, a little bit different, and photosynthesis. And you're wondering, what does this have to do with us going to Monterey? So I heard from a little birdie that the theme of this week is I think it's something like letting God be the light in your path. And I want you girls to think about God not as the light to your path, but as your path. So he's like everything. All right, so if we go back to our homophones, and we're thinking about what they are now that we've remembered, it was fifth grade, it's a long time ago for them. We've got two words. Read the words for me. Ta-da! All right, so we've got the sun. I'm very artistic, and it's the thing that lets photosynthesis happen, but we've also got the sun, who is Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit. So they're all looking out for us, and that's what I want you to think about as we continue with, yes, some more questions. So if the sun determines how plants grow, how, you know, pale my skin is or how tan it is, if the sun is what we need to grow food, it's like life-giving. Like, literally, guys, if the sun goes away, we're done, right? So let's go to the sun, S-O-N, and let's think about what he does for us and what happens if he's not a part of us. So my first question to you is, picture yourself, and you're going to have to answer this, so get ready, really be listening, without the S-O-N, without the sun. What do you look like?
Lost.
Lost, okay. Lost times two.
Times three.
Times three, all right. And I wrote some things down because I know putting you on the spot like this, but I think when I'm without the sun, I'm angry, I'm rude, I'm selfish, a little judgmental, and sometimes sad. So let's do something more pleasant. Now you've got the S-O-N. He's all around you. He's lighting your path. He's carrying you along the way. What do you look like with the S-O-N with you? Happy. Grateful. Yay, Kenzie.
Thankful.
Absolutely. And I would say courageous to add, compassionate. We've got young ladies in this group, some that are here and some that are not, that are going on to college, and some that are going to be seniors in high school. So as you look at the next year of your life, not just this week, but as you look at college or senior years in high school, I want you to soak in the sun. Not the S-U-N, although I know it helps, but the S-O-N. I want you to soak him in. Let him be your energy, your source of light, your source of productivity. Be the person that's grateful and thankful and loving and compassionate. Just radiate and radiate the sun shine. S-O-N-S-H-I-N-E, sunshine. All right, so before we close and commission these ladies to go, if you are a family member or a member of the extended family and would like to come up as we pray, we'd like to lay hands on the girls and on Elizabeth as they prepare. So come on down or up. Family, friends, anybody's welcome to come up. All right, and you know, there's something about putting your hands on somebody and praying for them. So if you're out there, just reach out towards us if you would. Heavenly Father, we trust in you, the Son. We trust that you will protect and guide this group of wonderful young stewards of your light. Be with Avery, Mackenzie, Poppy, Kinsey, Zoe, and Casey as they embark on a week of learning about your love, or learning more about your love and your light. We pray for their leaders, for Elizabeth and others who will be taking good care of them, who will be guiding them. We pray, Lord, most importantly, that when they return, that they radiate your sunshine everywhere they go, so that people will know they are Christians and they are your children, and we thank you for each of them. Amen. Thank you.